Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Sunday Night Live broadcast of AlexJonesLive.com. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'm going to go to a video here of Steve Bannon giving a little bit of very obvious advice to the Republicans, and Trump in particular, who has seen their share of the voting population decline by 22 points in just the last few months. Here's Steve Bannon telling them how they can get right back on track if they felt so inclined. Let's watch.
It's actually Washington Post. It's not New York Times, Washington Post. It's about the, you know, people looking the other way on mass deportations. You're going to have to go. If you want to hold the House, you're going to have to go back to that. Full stop. I was in Texas. I was in Virginia. If you want to win, it can't be all this crap with the lobbyists, Fabrizio, La Savita, all these guys on multiple people's payroll giving you bad information. And La Savita's track record is horrendous, and there should be a criminal investigation of what he's doing down in Texas of burning this money to destroy Ken Paxton in the grassroots movement, full stop. This is how and this story is a great story. Mike Howell's profiled, other people are profiled in there, are fighting for mass deportations and going to the employers. This is what the American people want. The last paragraph, if Denver could put it up and highlight it or box it, this is the last paragraph. This is after Bovino says there's 100 million deportations we could do. We don't have a country unless you do this. Is it hard? Yes. Is the media and the George Clooney's of the world going to fight you every step of the way? Yes. If you want to save your country, you're just going to have to power through it. I'm sorry. And this is why President Trump was the greatest comeback in history. This is the central issue. The central issue. And to hold accountability, who did this, which is the deep state trying to destroy this country, the neo-Marxist and the jihadist that have taken over New York City. Through both, we got both a problem with Sharia law in this country. We got a problem with H-1B visas. And we have to give a permission structure to be able to go after both of them. This is the final paragraph after Bovino made that quote on Human Events Daily and other places about 100 million. This is a guy that 30 years, the reason he knows the number, for 30 years, he labored for this country on customs and border. So he knows. He knows the numbers. This guy dedicated his life to his country, and some punk over at DHS working for, and they didn't put their name in it, but we're going to find out because they got to be turfed out immediately. And Mark Wayne Mullins, Kung Fu Plumber, has got to get serious about this. He's got to get serious about this. He was atrocious in his confirmation hearing, and he was worse on the Laura Ingraham show where she had to bring him up short. He gives me the, we're a nation of immigrants. Stop, dude. I've heard the left-wing propaganda. This is how it reads. Bovino could not be reached for comment. In response to a question about Bovino, the DHS spokesperson said, and here's the quote, disgruntled former employees at DHS are welcome to criticize their nation's leadership, unquote. Screw you. A disgruntled former employee, you're going to be a disgruntled former employee. This is crap.